Craig, you know what a sure sign of spring is? Now, I know the calendar says Thursday, spring. The weather here, we haven't been feeling any kind of spring, even
not
though
much,
we make it
no.
up to 50. But the sure sign of spring is when we start talking about spring travel. And that's what we're doing this morning with Stephanie Oswald, editor-in-chief of Travel Girl magazine. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, and you're right. It is 2 days away, so it is time to forget about the snow and think about a vacation where you can celebrate the sun.
And I suppose you need to do your research to find out where you're going to go that they don't have snow there, because weather sometimes can impact your travel plans, no doubt.
Absolutely it can. And I have some picks for you, some festival picks, some race ideas, and also some suggestions if you just want to be a spectator.
So, some race ideas, did you say?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. At Travel Girl magazine, we're seeing a lot of people planning their vacations around one big event this spring. So maybe a road race or a music festival, and then relaxing afterwards with a few days on the beach or exploring a city. So I've got a couple examples for you. Right here in New Orleans, we have the French Quarter Festival coming up. It's the largest free music festival in the United States. It happens April 10th through the 13th. So you can come here, take in some amazing local music. There's more than 20 stages throughout the French Quarter, and then you can spend a few days recovering and exploring the city. So that's an option from the music side. Now, if you're more interested in a festival focused on food, there's the Blue Crab Festival in Little River, South Carolina. It's just outside of Myrtle Beach. It's the weekend after Mother's Day. So that's May 17th, 18th. You have plenty of time to plan. And what I love about this, it's a really fun festival. There's arts and crafts. There's a fabulous children's area. And a two-day advance ticket's only $5. So it's a great deal. And even if you don't do it in advance, it's $5 a day. So it's still a deal.
Those sound so appealing. After this brutal winter here, Bruce, we've got to go.
Well, music and food, no doubt. And, of course, all the cities that host these events are hoping that people will come travel, not just from locally, but all, you know, from distances. So there's all those outside people, the hotels, the travel, whatever, that benefit for things like this to get the economy going. What do you want to do to not have so much stress while you're traveling? Because I know there's the idea of planning, and then it gets closer and closer to it, and then you start worrying, do you have everything? Do I need to pack this? How can you kind of help us not be so stressful?
Well, you know what, guys? I'll tell you what. It's really important to give yourself, planning is very important, but it's also give yourself a break, because the reality is, as long as you have access to a credit card and you've got your ID on you, you're probably going to be able to go buy whatever you forgot. And the other gift you can give yourself when it comes to traveling to relieve the stress is the gift of time. So that goes from getting to the airport early to realizing that you don't need to plan every minute of your vacation. And again, that's where some of these events, it can be great. You plan to attend a big event, and then don't make plans for the next 3 days after that. Just let yourself relax. And you know, we talked a little bit about races. I have some picks for you coast to coast, because these races, as you mentioned, it becomes a whole community event. So one of the things we're seeing is that the communities and the race organizations are working together so that these races become something fun for the whole family, not just the runners. It's not just about getting the best time. It's about getting out there and getting a taste of the community, getting a feel for the energy that's there. And so I don't know if you guys are runners, Craig and Bruce, if you guys like to run. And even if you don't like to run, if you just want to be part of the fun, I want to take you coast to coast with some Travel Girl picks.
You know, I'm a 5K guy, and I've seen some of these races in different communities. Even the Outer Banks of North Carolina has a 5K and half marathon and marathon, and it sure sounds appealing to be running along a beach road.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, since you started on the East Coast, I'll start there as well. There's another one, which is a very Travel Girl-inspired race. It's the Divas Half Marathon. This may be for the ladies in your life, but it's also something that you could go to and have a really great time with your friends and then just kind of relax on the beach afterwards. It's a half marathon and 5K, so option for everyone. And it happens in North Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Sunday, April 27th. And what I like about this one is you cross the finish line, they hand you a rose and a glass of champagne. You're going to see tiaras, boas, the medals are very blingy and fun. And it's great because the timing is perfect. After your run, you're already at the beach, so you can relax and enjoy the rest of your vacation.
See, when you said races, I thought you like horse racing or cars. Or, you know, I'm a spectator. Now you have to be. I got to participate in an exercise activity on my vacation.
Well, we'll get to some. There are some spectator ones as well. But if we go back, if we're going across the country, New Orleans has a great Crescent City Classic race. Now, that's a 10K. That's the Saturday before Easter, April 19th this year. That's something to consider. And then on the West Coast, San Diego has a half marathon, 10K, and a 5K. Again, all the options. And they combine the waterfront with a Woodstock theme. So you're going to see lots of hearts and rainbows, and it's a whole 60s festival. So, again, a reason to go out there and then enjoy the city afterwards. So those are some ideas. But, you know, if you want to be a spectator, horse racing, the Kentucky Derby. That happens in May. I highly recommend it as a bucket list item, something you should do once in your life, because it is a lot of fun. And, again, getting outside and enjoying these bits of Americana, whether you're on the beach or whether you're at the horse track, the racetrack, just getting out there and celebrating all the different parts of the United States that we have right here.
We're talking today with Stephanie Oswald, editor-in-chief of Travel Girl magazine. If people haven't traveled for a while, quite a while, what security issues do they have to keep in mind, especially when it comes to flying and that sort of thing?
Well, I'll tell you what, and obviously with everything that's happening right now with this missing plane, I think people are very cautious. My advice here, I think what this says to the average traveler is, reminds us all again to, if you see something, say something. You really need to be aware, and don't feel foolish. If something seems off to you, then you know, don't be super paranoid. But if you do see something that is legitimately off, then you should mention it to somebody. It doesn't hurt, and it might help a lot. And when you go to the airport, give yourself, again, that gift of time. It'll give you a little bit less time to be stressed out, especially if you're flying internationally. You want to give yourself plenty of time these days, because I imagine that security is going to get tougher. It's already very thorough. And when you're getting dressed for security, when you're getting dressed to go to the airport, you should dress. Think about dressing for security. You know, don't save your bling for when you get to your destination. Wear shoes that are easy to slip on and slip off. Make sure that you don't have your pockets full of unnecessary items. And follow the rules, because this isn't a joke. It's very serious. And the more, and also have patience for the people ahead of you. If you are a frequent flyer, and maybe you do this all the time, but there might be a family in front of you that hasn't traveled in a while, as you said, and they might need a little bit of extra time. Maybe they don't know the rules, and maybe they didn't know that they couldn't have bottled water with them to go through security. So you just really have to have some patience, because really we're all in this together.
If people want to find out about some of the locations and destinations you talked about or travel tips, what's a good place for them to check you out, Stephanie?
Sure, I'll give you a few places. The Travel Girl magazine website is Travel Girl Inc., travelgirlinc.com. If you're interested in the Divas Run on Myrtle Beach or the Blue Crab Festival that I mentioned, you want to go to visitmyrtlebeach.com. And they also have some great links to beach house rentals, hotels, and condos. And another tip for your listeners, make sure you always ask about package deals, because a lot of times you can get a discounted ticket to an event, or you can get a percentage off your stay if you're coming to a place for an event, and it's really important to always ask about that. So that's very important, too. And if you're interested in checking out the New Orleans race, you want to go to neworleansonline.com. So nice. Great places to go. Start your research online, and then get out there and celebrate the spring.
Exactly. I see research, research, research. You're all about that, too. I know that's important for traveling, just to make sure everything works out, and the destination and the memories and everything work out as planned. Stephanie Oswald, editor-in-chief, Travel Girl magazine, thanks for sharing the tips this morning with us. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. Happy travels, guys.